Kimberly, Kimberly, Taylor, Taylor, 126.83. Today's 4:24:25. Today's visit based on time, 45 minutes spent with patient, 42-year-old woman seen yesterday with chest pain, shortness of breath. Went to the hospital with abnormal EKG, cardiac workup was negative, was sent home, needs to see a cardiologist for stress test ASAP, period. Any paragraph, we talked about the fact that she's taking valacyclovir daily because of HSV. She has vaginal or genital herpes type 2, and she has to take the 1 gram. She's going to try to take 500 to see if that helps, period. Any paragraph, we talk about her SLIND, S-L-Y-N-D, her birth control pills, which she takes because it's convenient and keeps her from having a period. I told her at age 42 it's not a good idea and she should get off of it. And she agrees. Next number, she has a history of bipolar, which is not taking any medication for. Not next number, next paragraph. And we talked about medication. She wants to stay away from most psych medications. New paragraph, she also is a recovering addict. She's been off, she's recovering from cocaine addiction, and she's been clean for 5 years. Period. Any paragraph, as far as medications are concerned, she's taken, see the medication list, but as we talked about GLP-1s, agonists, she's tried numerous of them in the past, including Mounjaro and semaglutide, but she's not able, wasn't able to tolerate. Any paragraph. The current issue on the table is the fact that her sugar is doing better. It was almost 400 yesterday, it's now 200 on metformin, 500 BID. I told her she can increase the metformin to 500, 2 tablets BID to get the sugar around 130, 140. And to do that, as long as she doesn't have diarrhea, she doesn't have any side effects, and to call me next week with the numbers, but always fasting, because when she's not fasting, of course, the sugar is much higher. We talked about that. Next number, we talked about her diet, her exercise, what to eat, what not to eat, and how to handle her her diet on a daily basis at length today. Period. New paragraph. Mammogram was done 2 months ago. 2 years ago, she doesn't want another one. Colonoscopy is not done. She has no family history of colon cancer. So we left that alone today. Next paragraph. She does have blurred vision. She saw the eye doctor a few months ago. She's going to see him again. I told her that's normal with her sugar stabilizing at this time. And then new paragraph. We made a new medication list today. That's valacyclovir, gram once a day. She's going to try 500 milligram once a day. By the way, allergies, penicillin, this on a separate sheet of paper. Then SLIND, S-L-Y-N-D, birth control pill, she's going to stop. Then Emetrex, 100 milligram, PRN for headache. Then metformin, 500 milligram at this time, 2 in the morning, 1 in the evening, may increase as directed. See my notes. And then come back to my notes, history of hepatitis C, she says that she had treatment, and they're not able to see any evidence of hepatitis C at this time. I'll leave that alone with her gastroenterologist, whom she has seen in the past many times for hepatitis C, as well as issues with GLP-1 and gastroparesis. Then put next paragraph, we talked about noncompliance, diabetes being the number one cause of blindness, loss of limb, heart attack, atherosclerotic heart disease, and kidney disease in this country, and she's going to do a better job with the medication. Thank you.